Honorable members of the EFF, you will respect anybody who's on the floor of this house.
This will be our relationship with the President when he appears in this Parliament.
This year's State of the Nation address began with a bang as members of the EFF kept to their word by disrupting the SONA proceedings. After just under an hour of trying to get the House back under control, National Assembly Speaker Thandi Modise suspended proceedings briefly.
Rafi must go.
Chamlandas must go.
Please leave.
Rafi must go.
Please leave.
Rafi must go. Rafi must go. Rafi must go.
Chamlandas must go.
Please leave.
Chamlandas must go. Order.
President Ramaphosa was eventually able to begin his speech an hour and a half after proceedings were meant to commence.
Thank you very much, Chair. We've been abused for a long time.
The speech began with a somber note as the President very frankly listed the nation's struggles.
Our country is facing a stark reality. Our economy has not grown at any meaningful rate for over a decade. Even as jobs are created, the rate of unemployment continues to deepen. The recovery of our economy has stalled as persistent energy shortages have disrupted businesses and also people's lives. Several state-owned enterprises are in distress and our public finances are under severe pressure. It is you, the people of South Africa, who carry this burden. Confronted by rising living costs, unemployment, unable to escape poverty, hopelessness, and unable to realize our potential as a people.
Unsurprisingly, state-owned enterprises, particularly Eskom, were of paramount concern this year. Before listing solutions to the country's energy problem, the President announced that load shedding will be part of the country's immediate future.
At its core, load shedding is the inevitable consequence of Eskom's inability over many years due to debt, lack of capacity, mismanagement, and state capture to service its power stations. The reality that we will need to accept is that in order for Eskom to undertake the fundamental maintenance necessary to improve the reliability of supply, load shedding, unfortunately, will remain a possibility for the immediate future. We will be implementing measures that will fundamentally change the trajectory of energy generation in our country.
Ramaphosa's rescue plan for Eskom heavily outlined the procurement of emergency power from projects that can deliver electricity back into the grid. In particular, he highlighted renewable projects in the form of independent power producers. He also reinforced that Eskom has started the process of divisionalizing its three operation activities: generation, transmission, and distribution. The President's address of the country's other SOEs was somewhat vague. He stated that SOEs such as PRASA and SAA needed to be made self-sustaining and financially viable, but remained scant on the details of how exactly this outcome would be made possible.
In the interests of South Africa's aviation industry and our economy, it is essential that a future restructured airline is commercially and operationally sustainable and is not dependent on further government funding.
Ramaphosa emphasized that legal efforts were being made to develop harsher punishments for sexual offenders.
We will amend the Domestic Violence Act to better protect victims in violent domestic relationships and the Sexual Offences Act to broaden the categories of sex offenders whose names must be included in the National Register for Sex Offenders. And we will pass a law to tighten bail and sentences condition in cases that involve gender-based violence.
The President also announced that bringing discount data prices to low-income households, increasing investments into the country, bolstering youth employment, and diverting resources to crime prevention and better education were also priorities for the 2020 government. For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.